Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't know if I conveyed this clearly enough, but I think this season now has potential to end disastrously. I mean, who's playing for the offense right now? Who's available? That's the question to me. If you go into games without James Conner, without Juju, with Mason Rudolph playing the way he did the other night, even without weapons around him, although I still think you have to take that into account when judging his performance, this thing, they could lose any or every game from here on out. Then again, their defense might save them.
They better not lose this one in Cincinnati on Sunday.
I mean, did you watch that game yesterday, Cincy at Oakland?
Yeah, it was a good game until the final 4 minutes.
17-10, right?
Yeah, I mean, they had it tied up.
It was an even game.
Right. They're capable, and although Ryan Finley does nothing for me, I don't know what they're going to
do. No, he's horrible.
They have to win these next two if they're going to have any chance.
Absolutely. They're must-wins.
Then to be 7-5 going to Arizona.
And that's going to be a loss. The more I watch Arizona and Kyler Murray, yesterday they almost upset the 49ers, and he did everything he possibly could.
What if Juju and James Conner? What's the line on this game right now, by the way? Do you know?
Might not even be one. I'll look.
If Juju and James Conner don't play, are the Steelers, what, a 2-point favorite?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's a pick 'em kind of game. And that sounds crazy for an 0-10 team, but, you know, I think the law of averages suggests that maybe Cincinnati's due to play well at home, and the Steelers are completely depleted offensively.
So As of now, I'm looking at Vegas lines. It's at Pittsburgh is -6.5.
Wow.
That could change if Connor. I can't see Connor playing. Can you? I can't see him.
No.
Juju,
no.
Maybe. Deontay Johnson, maybe.
I forgot about him. But, he was bleeding from the ear the last I saw.
Who are your receivers? Who are your running backs?
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
And
what do you
again,
do if you're the offensive coordinator?
Again,
now?
The
how
offensive line is just, it hasn't
and
been
And there
good
would be no
year.
Pouncey. So and now you take one
no
of your
pounds.
Reserves and you got to put
Absolutely.
Finney at the center or whatever you're going to do. I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, what deficiency equals another unit's bad performance. Like Mason Rudolph was bad the other night, but how much of it? Juju dropped a pass. It was a nice throw, actually, on the one where he got cracked in the head twice. Holton dropped a touchdown pass. The interceptions looked awful. I don't know. Were all of them his fault? I don't know. Were guys running bad routes? Tevin Jones, they signed, you know,
off the street.
They picked him up on the way to Cleveland, Bob, on the side of the
well,
road.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to evaluate all of this when you have, as you termed it, JV players playing in every offensive position, it seems. So.
And then the offensive line, would they have looked better with Ben and James Conner healthy and Juju? I don't know. You know?
I don't know. All I know is you need a run game if you're going to have any chance in this league.
Can you have a run game with Jalen Samuels? Is he a true running back?
They haven't had
No, one. And the only time he did that was the New England game where they had a great surge, you know, and opened holes. They're not opening as many holes. So he's one of those guys who's good in the passing game mostly.
I'm playing devil's advocate here. Can you blame them for not opening holes when everybody knows they really don't have a threat of a passing game?
Well, that's what happens. They stack box, and then you end up doing that. So now that team with those two corners in Cleveland, they're willing to take you on one-on-one in the secondary.
It all
and
works
put the pressure
together.
On Rudolph.
I mean, it all works together to pull you right way down, doesn't it?
Yeah. So if I tell
you – I have no faith in the offense now.
Neither do I. And that's None. What I'm saying. So they go into Cincinnati where the Raiders are a decent offense at least. They put 17 up. That was it against the Bengals. Would you be surprised if this was a 14-10 game?
No. Because typically it trends that way when those two teams meet anyway. It seems an ugly football game, and it will be ugly again this week. The value of a run game, watching Baltimore again yesterday is unbelievable. They've made that a run-first team with a guy named Gus Williams, who really was not their intended guy. But if you saw two of the plays that I really marked down and I thought were indicative of what a run game can do, it's kind of a student body right, a play fake. And Lamar Jackson handed the fake beautifully out. Everyone on that defense went this way. He rolled out, because he has that ability, to a tight end who's wide open.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews. Because everyone, the defense went with the fake.
Right. Because he's
Because they had to, because he rushed for over 100 yards and they had to do it.
Yeah, he's the greatest, might be the greatest running quarterback in the history of the game. And he's probably a top five running back in the league right now, if he were a running back. Right.
And they run the RPO. You don't know where the ball is half the time. It makes it very difficult
for a defense.
I give him
credit. I laughed anyway when John Harbaugh said before the year, this offense is going to make history.
Revolutionize the game.
Yeah, right.
You want to know one other stat
they're
making?
They're unbelievable right now.
They are right now trending to have the fewest punts of any team in NFL history.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good stat, Bob.
Yeah. New England or Baltimore?
Where's the game?
I'd pick Belichick in the rematch.
Baltimore?
That game,
ends up in Baltimore?
That game yesterday was significant that they went into Philly and did what they did. I think Philly's a pretty good team.
Yet I read Tom Brady on the radio this morning, says he's so disgusted with his offense.
Yeah.
We're not doing anything. We're leaving points on the field.
Yeah.
Try watching this offense here.
What?
Rematch.
If it's in Foxborough, I have to go with them, although Baltimore's had success there.
Yeah.
And the one thing that Belichick was not able to do, now, a second time against Lamar Jackson may change, but Harbaugh got the best of Belichick by far in that game in Baltimore. They ripped him apart, and there was no answer. That defense is good, but it's not prepared to stop a guy like Lamar Jackson. He's the unique thing in the league that teams
I'd
have
be
to
interested
account.
In with giving Belichick a second crack at the same guy in the same year. That's what I – and I'm not counting out Mahomes either from beating anybody at any time in any stadium when he's healthy.
I agree, but, man, it's clearly Baltimore and New England have separated themselves at this point, you know.
So Kansas City sort of done for you?
No, I didn't say done, but at this point,
yeah, they're the two
they're
best
a distant
teams.
Third. To
yeah,
me. Distant.
I'm not sure I wouldn't pick Mahomes though.
They could get beat tonight by the Chargers, right?
They could, yeah. But I think that injury really set them back, the Chiefs. And if you're gonna tell me Mahomes is healthy and there's a playoff game this weekend, I don't think he's ever a bad pick. Let's put it that way.
No, he's very good, but. You know, the MVP of the league right now, Lamar Jackson. I don't think there's any question with a good push from Russell Wilson.
Well, yeah, Russell Wilson is still right there with him, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he is.
No, they're 1-2 for me.
Deshaun Watson no longer in that conversation. That's the thing that
he
stood out to me.
He got badly outplayed yesterday, didn't
was
he?
Their defense. The Ravens' defense is way better. How many guys have they lost? First of all, let's rewind here. Not one person that I saw in the entire country picked the Ravens to win the AFC North. Did
no,
you see anybody picking
not
them?
Many.
No.
It was Cleveland. It was Pittsburgh. And that was it because they lost a bunch of guys on defense. People were convinced that the Lamar Jackson
wouldn't
hold up. I was one of them.
Well, there's still time for that to happen, you know.
They could go down on any play. Look at Tua.
I'm not
and
talking
Alabama
about injury,
game.
Though. I'm talking about the way he looked in that playoff game and whether he could deliver from
right.
the pocket.
No, he can pass.
Like
people
that.
Who think that he can't pass, not watching. He can pass.
He's proving people wrong. But. Nobody now, picked Baltimore.
But how about their defense? They also made an in-season trade to get Marcus Peters, who's a perfect fit for them.
That's the thing,
their
defense is
taken off.
Really good. And they've lost two guys for the year.
Yeah. Although, you know, I'll say it, early in the game when they blew the pass interference call,
yeah.
What if Houston scores there?
Right.
Maybe it's a different game.
Maybe.
It was early in the game. It was as blatant of an interference almost, not maybe as bad as the Saints game last year, but the guy literally grabbed him. And they go,
yeah,
oh, it was on review.
It was Marlon Humphrey.
Interference. Yeah.
And it was Hopkins who was.
It was DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. And if that were the AFC title game,
well,
and the same thing happened, there would have been a similar outcry. And that was the type of play that led to what we have now. Imagine if that was the end of the game and Houston was trying to go to the Super Bowl on that play.
Right.
And they just left it alone.
And you know Gene Steratore, who's in the booth.
It would have caused the same outrage as
right.
last year's Saints
but he
game.
He said he was convinced
absolutely.
That
he
was pass
it was,
interference, and it would have been, and it wasn't. And I wonder what they actually say in that stupid thing when they're under talking to River on.
It's
New
laughable,
York.
And the competition now, committee.
I didn't see this, but did Richard Sherman have a no call on the field?
Yes, and it was
changed
turned.
Into a.
There
pass,
was one
which
yesterday.
It hardly ever,
but it
happens
had to happen
anymore.
Because it was awful.
Well, how it couldn't have been more awful
was,
than the Houston
It was very
game.
Similar to that, and they had. It, I mean. That's the problem with this. It's a crapshoot. If you're a coach taking a challenge, what are you going to do? You're going to waste another timeout because
it's
you think you're right?
It's an embarrassment. And the competition committee, including Mike Tomlin, should be embarrassed. He sat up there and defended this a couple weeks ago.
Well, they're
ago.
Not going to defend
when I
my
asked
prediction
him after the
is,
game, he said they had to do this for the integrity of the game, and he refused to be critical of it because, I guess, because he's on the committee. Although earlier in the year, he seemed to say, I have no idea, right?
Right. So let me ask you this. If you are a betting man right now, Yeah. Would you? It's a one-year trial. I think it's done.
It's done.
It has to be done.
Bill O'Brien was quoted yesterday after the game saying, "I have no idea what passed."
It's an embarrassment to the league.
And I guess Hopkins just said they need somebody else up there to decide what is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.